Digital Radio on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, September 22nd, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X at thesportscast1. And check out our app, The Sportscast, in iOS. This past weekend was a record-breaking NFL drama. Seven games decided in the final 3 minutes. And join us to hash it out, because even Cleveland had that issue. Dan Madden, welcome back to The Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be back. It's good time to be a Cleveland sports fan, for sure. Guardians are having the comeback of the year, down 15 games back, and they're one game back from Detroit for the division, and they played it tomorrow, three-game series. So it's going to be a fun ride in baseball. And, of course, the Brownies pulled one off yesterday.
So the Guardians, are they in the wild card, or they have to win a couple more games?
I think they're on the inside of the wild card. But I think at this point, I mean, I think they have higher hopes, believe it or not. I never would have thought it, that they have a chance to win the division, which is wild.
Which is really wild. And what was wild yesterday, the Browns shocked the Packers to claim their first win of the season. They're 1-2. I'm not sure if Dan went to the game, but this was an exciting, the Packers, a favorite, like everyone's saying, the best team in the NFC, perhaps the best team in the NFL. Joe Flacco and this kicker killed the Packers. Tell us your reaction.
Yeah, no, I really didn't have high hopes coming into this game. I mean, just the way the Packers were looking. Honestly, I didn't have high hopes during the game. I mean, the Packers pretty much gift wrapped this game for the Browns. I mean, Flacco is a statue back there. I mean, that's another story. I don't think moving forward, I think they need to try one of the rookies, particularly Gabriel, give him a spark. I mean, they just can't move the ball, but they found a way to win. Defense can keep them in pretty much every game. They have special teams, a block punt or block field goal, and then they set up. Schmidt redeemed himself. I was ready to chase him out of town 2 weeks ago, as all Cleveland, but you're happy to see this kid lost his mom of cancer earlier in the year, and wow, being able to celebrate with his team like this and redeem himself. You're happy for him. That's Gabriel, sports, you know.
So you're saying Gabriel Helen should be the next guy up rather than Shador Sanders?
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, I think he has, he's ahead on the depth chart. I mean, he got picked way ahead of Sanders. So, I mean, he's the number two quarterback. So I think he would get the nod. And I know some Sanders supporters aren't going to be happy with that, but I think they need to do something, because this offense – but Stefanski's not one to pull the trigger on things like that. So I think they're going to stick with Flacco. Big game next week. They got Detroit. So they're going to have
to tonight, put some points on the
ball. Yes, they do. Yeah, so they'll have a short week. Hopefully Baltimore beats them up a little bit tonight, that they'll be hurting on Sunday. But they're going to have to score some points. Their defense isn't going to be able to do this every single week. So they're going to have to. Love gave him that game with that interception. You're not going to have that every week in the NFL, that's for sure.
Keep in mind, Kevin Stefanski has won Coach of the Year twice in the past. So maybe he'll pull something off.
Yeah, right.
Yesterday, Sunday Night Football, Dan, Chiefs pick up their first win of the season after defeating the Giants 22-9 on Sunday night. You know, this Giants team, not the best. They do have some weapons, don't get me wrong, but now – I mean, they won, but what do you think about this Chiefs team being 1-2?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's you know, they got off in the win column. I think that they still have some holes they're going to need to fill offensively. You know, Kelsey, I guess the biggest highlight was him getting in the spat with Andy Reid again on the sidelines. So, you know, it's interesting that that keeps happening every year. But I think, you know, as we always see, they find a way to win. You got Superman back there and Mahomes, and he extends the plays with his legs. So I think they'll be okay. The bigger story is the Giants. I think that people are calling for Dart to get the nod because it's just not working right now.
You think he should pull that trigger now, week four coming up?
I think so. I would, but they probably won't. I think they'll probably, you know, give it a couple more games until it's out of reach, and then they'll go with the rookie. But I think they should do it now.
The thing with Russell Wilson, which I've been realizing more, that he can throw the deep ball really well. It's just sometimes it gets intercepted, or maybe Malik Neighbors come nicely, but at times, you know, it just doesn't work out. But they do got the Chargers coming up, but they do got New Orleans Saints in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I will wait till New Orleans. I think that would be a good
game. Yeah, no, that'd be a perfect game to put them out there. I mean, the Saints are just awful right now. So, I mean, that'd be a perfect time to ease your rookie into the game for sure.
You know that the New York teams, both Jets and Giants, are 0-6 right now? I mean, they're together 0-6.
Come on, not 0-6. Yeah, it's not good for a New York team, that's for sure.
Also news yesterday, James Conner, Arizona Cardinals running back, James Conner got injured, undergo season ending ankle injury. That would be significant loss for the Cardinals, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. If you can't, you know, get the running game going, that's certainly, tough. You hate to lose somebody like that earlier in the year. You hate to see that for sure.
One team that's going on slow starts is Arizona. A little bit, but that team's loaded, but for some reason it's just not, it's not clicking. I mean, they, let me look at their schedule here. See, they played against San Francisco, lost by a point, which I know they're close games, and they lost against, no, they beat the Panthers, which is a good thing. They beat the Saints, not too and do bad, but this slow starts though. They got a huge roster.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I think, you know, probably even more shocking is the Houston, you know, you expect these Houston to be Houston's good, bad. And they're not really good right now. So
it's not good. And they're spilling from next, from like a year ago, too. Like they were not doing well towards the end of the season, spilling over. I don't know if it's the Meco Ryans thing. Is it everyone's figuring out CJ Stroud? You know how these NFL teams, they just figure it out.
Yeah, more tape. You know, he's struggling right now. So, and then I think it becomes a head game. You know, everyone's, the pressure is on you, and people are talking. The fans are, you hear them chattering. And so, I mean, it becomes like golf. It gets in your head when people are talking. You need to perform. And obviously, you're not going to perform when you have that pressure at times. So,
yeah, which is the same thing as Tua Tagovailoa from the Miami from Miami, that that they figure him out because he likes to throw like those short passes in the middle, and then all the defense is nowhere to go. They just block the middle, you know, crowd it out. But now he's throwing it to the side, so you gotta work around it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, it's You're seeing it, you know, people just study more and then you just have to adapt. I mean, you have to find ways to surprise the defense. And that comes down to the coordinators as well.
Big time coordinators all around doing the, I mean, there's teams of like for each team, for each department, there's a lot going on, a lot of research, tape people. But anyways, a lot going on in week three, week two, week three. Nick Bosa actually got an ACL injury. He's out for the year. That's too bad.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I hate to lose a player like that on defense, with that caliber defense for sure.
He had an ACL injury a couple years ago. I don't know if it's the same knee or not. Hopefully not the same knee, because that's bad.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Anyways, he wasn't playing in the Meadowlands, so far no injuries there. Anyways, Dan, are you ready to recap NFL Week 3? From Cleveland.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Bengals, Vikings, cornerback of the Vikings, became the first player, Dan, in NFL history with a pick six, a fumble return for a touchdown, and two forced fumbles in a single game. And he did it all in the first half, defeating the Bengals 48-10.
That's kind of wild. It's kind of like the cycle in baseball. I mean, you don't often see those types of things, but defense, you know, was looking good. Carson Wentz stepped up. He looked good. You know, let's just face it. I mean, the Bengals without Burrow, I mean, it's going to be a problem. I mean, they always have a slow start, and, you know, that you're going to get a slow start this year for default pretty much for losing your quarterback. So,
do you think the Bengals are in trouble?
I do. I mean, because I mean, how many more weeks? I mean, they said, what, 4 weeks?
Oh, December. No. Yeah. Burrow might come back early as December, but he's a slow healer, so he might not come at all.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, he's not going to be 100% when he comes back. So, I mean, this season might be a wash. I know they don't want to hear that in Cincinnati, because it's unfortunate when you have that much money invested in your quarterback and you just can't put it together.
Dan, you do not want to see turf toe pitchers. It's horrible.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Jacksonville. Houston, we have a problem. The Texans' offense is horrible, Dan. You know that. How horrible? They're the only team in the last 20 seasons to start 0-3 despite allowing fewer than 55 points. They lose against the Jaguars 10-10 by just a touchdown.
Yeah, no, I mean, you would think that, you know, you hold a team to 17 points. I mean, the Texans have a lot of weapons. I mean, we saw that last year, and they're just in the slumps, started in the end of last year. But, I mean, Stroud is struggling. I think, like you said, I think teams have a lot more tape on him. They're studying up. So they're gonna have to get back to the drawing board to get this offense going for sure.
Guess who's in the hot seat? The first coach maybe in the hot seat. Brian Callahan in Tennessee was greeted by loud boos and fire Callahan chants during another sloppy loss against the Indianapolis Colts, his 17th in 20 games at the helm. How long until Tennessee is forced to make that move?
No, I think it would be in the next couple games. I mean, this isn't just how you like to start the year, but the biggest thing out of this is the Colts. I mean, they're the real deal. I mean, Daniel Jones, I mean, what a redemption story. I mean, they flushed him out of New York, and now he's got this team 3-0. I mean, the owner, I mean, it starts up top. I mean, the owner, the woman's got earbuds in listening to the play. She's on the sideline. I mean, talk about an ownership.
I forgot about that small
detail. Culture. I mean, they're playing at a high level right now. They got a lot of confidence, and it starts up top with the owner.
Yeah, redemption story. That reminds me of Joe Flacco a little bit. Anyways, let's go to Washington with quarterback Marcus Mariota. I forgot about him. Filling in for JT Daniels and a committee of running backs, finding holes behind a new-look offensive line. The Commanders produced 174 yards on the ground in the first half alone, and Washington beat the Las Vegas Raiders 41-24 on Sunday. Even Mariota had a touchdown.
Yeah, it was the week of the backup quarterbacks. I mean, stepping in, you know, some played good, some didn't. Mariota played great, put up some points, and, you know, had it happy for him to get a chance to go out and show that he could still play.
Yeah, we'll see. I think JT might be back this upcoming week in week four. Let's go to – this is probably one of the best games of the weekend, game of the day, actually. The Eagles erased a 19-point deficit to stun the Los Angeles Rams 33-26, which was a rematch of last year's playoff, and improved to a 3-0 season. Jordan Davis blocked a last-second field goal attempt and returned it 66 yards for a touchdown to ice the game and complete Philly's biggest comeback ever at Lincoln Field Financial Field.
Yeah, it was also the week of special teams and blocked punts or blocked field goals for sure, and returns. But, I was shocked to see that score. You're down by 19 late in the third quarter, and they just came barreling back. Big letdown for the Rams, that's for sure.
Are the Eagles the real deal again?
I think so. I mean, they're the defending champs. I think, you know, they still have a lot of weapons. I mean, you get it to 1 yard. I mean, the Tush Bush is still alive and well. They ran that yesterday.
No offsides.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Anyways, let's go to Carolina blowout. Where's Atlanta? Bryce Young ran for a touchdown. Charles Smith Wade returned on interception 11 yards for a score. And rookie Ryan Fitzgerald made three field goals, Dan. And the Carolina Panthers rooted the Atlanta Falcons 30-0 on Sunday for the first win of the season.
Yeah, no, big win. I mean, the Falcons, I mean, they have problems. I mean, they put Cousins in towards the end, but they're saying that they're going to go with Penix, I think, moving forward still. So, I don't know. He's kind of up and down. I mean, the first game he looked decent, but now he's regressed again. So, if he can't get it going, it's going to be a long season for the Falcons.
Patriots are 1-2. Aaron Rodgers threw a go-ahead 17-yard touchdown pass to Calvin Austin III with 2 minutes and 60 seconds left, and the Steelers defense forced five turnovers, Dan, five on Sunday's 21-14 win over the Patriots.
So the Steelers are the real deal, definitely in the AFC North. I mean, Rodgers is playing at a high level. He could still play. And with this defense, they're going to be tough to beat. They're going to keep them in every game. And if Rodgers can keep playing like this, Steelers are going to be a force, I think.
One or two playoff wins is what they need. Andrew Schmidt, the rookie kicker, booted 55-yard field goal as time expired to give the Browns an improbable 13-10 victory over the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. Are the Browns a real deal?
Well, we'll find out. They got Detroit Sunday. You know, it's a great win. I didn't expect it. But like I said, the Packers pretty much gift wrapped this to the Browns. I'd like them to see to make a quarterback change. Flacco's just a statue back there. I mean, he's missing throws. You could tell on a couple of throws that the receivers were getting a little frustrated because he was overthrown. And he just can't move like he used to. I'd just like to see a more mobile quarterback that can extend plays with their legs. Whether Stefanski makes that move, I doubt it. Maybe in a few weeks after a few more losses. But hey, a win's a win. I'm not going to complain about a win in Cleveland, which I thought was a loss because they were going to lose the game until that blocked field goal and gave him a chance to Schmidt redeems himself. So
there you go. 1-2. Let's see what happens next week. Detroit could be a winnable game. This was a winnable game for the Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield led the Buccaneers to another thrilling finish, ensuring Tampa Bay's best start in 20 years. Chase McCoffin kicked a 36-yard field goal as time expired, and the undefeated Bucs rallied Sunday for a 29-27 victory over the New York Jets in the team's first 3-0 start since 2005. How long can the Bucs do these grind out win and the fourth quarter type of thing?
Tell you what, as long as they got Baker Mayfield, I mean, he's a real deal that the Browns let slip away, and he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. Apparently, he said in his presser that the defensive coordinator was the one that fired him in North Carolina. So
yeah, I remember
he had a chip on his shoulder to hand them the wins, and he's got another weapon now. I mean, this guy, the name escaped from Ohio State, their draft pick,
wide receiver. You said,
yeah.
Okay, let me look at the wide receivers. I can pull up on Google.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, yes. I mean, he had a one-handed catch this game. It was unbelievable. Right. He's a real deal. And him with Evans on the outside, I mean.
Which Evans had a hamstring injury yesterday.
That could hurt a little bit.
And I think Godwin's just coming back, so we'll see. I did not know they had Sterling Shepard in that team. All right, let's go to Los Angeles Broncos. I think they're like 1-2. Justin Herbert found Allen for a tying touchdown with 2 minutes and 44 seconds remaining, and then led Los Angeles into position for Cameron Dicker's game-ending 43-yard field goal as the Chargers beat the Broncos 23-20. Another special teams win on Sunday for their first 3-0 start since 2002. John Harbaugh is doing something there. Jim.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, he is winning defensively and putting some drives together. The bigger story here, I think Bo Nix is getting a little sophomore slump right now. Hopefully, you know, for their sake, that he can get himself out of it. But he's not really playing like he did last year.
They got the tape on him, too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The Saints, the worst team in the NFL. Tony Horton had the green light to run from his own 5-yard line, and the rookie was untouched on a 95-yard scamper to the end zone, the longest punt return in Seahawks franchise history. He also caught one of Sam Darnold's 2 touchdown passes in Seattle's 44-13 route of the winless Saints on Sunday.
Yeah, Saints are just awful on both sides of the ball right now. I don't know. I mean, they're probably one of the worst in the league right now. But Seahawks been playing great on defense and special teams, and they put some points together on this one. But, yeah, Saints got all kinds of problems.
Saints, mighty James Winston? We'll see. This was a thriller in Manila. Ben Johnson's first win. Caleb Williams tied a career high with 4 touchdown passes, and Chicago gave Ben Johnson his first win as an NFL head coach by beating the Dallas Cowboys 31-14 on Sunday. How about that win?
Nah, yeah, I didn't see this one coming. Williams had his best game of his career, I believe, almost 300 yards. So 4 touchdowns, like you said. So impressive win for the Bears. And, you know, the Cowboys, I don't know. I mean, they're the same old Cowboys. We'll see.
CD Lamb had a ankle sprain, so he'll be out for a week or two. So that's going to be a spell of trouble for the Cowboys. So we'll see what happens there. Let's go. Mac Attack, 2-0 as a starter. Mac Jones calmly moved San Francisco down the field in the closing minutes to set up Pinero's 35-yard field goal on the final play that gave the Niners to a 16 victory over the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. Hey, Niners are pretty beat up, but they are 3-0.
Yeah, they're scrapping it out. Yeah, they're finding a way to win. It's good. I mean, Mac Jones getting a little redemption as a backup and getting his chance to play. And low-scoring game. But, you know, if most of these games are by a field goal, so you can hang around. You have to have a reliable kicker. And some of these kickers are kicking, you know, 60, 60, 70, 65 yarders. I mean, it's
Aubrey from the Cowboys.
Yeah, exactly. You could be in any game, and it comes down to a field goal.
Quite interesting. We'll see if their pay grade goes up. Sunday Night Football, Patrick Mahomes recovered his backward pass, had plenty of good throws going forward, and helped the Chiefs pick their first win of the season by beating the New York Giants 22-9 on Sunday night. Coach Andy Reid called it a good win to get, in particular, when you haven't had one.
No, yeah, exactly. I mean, for them to go 0-3 would have been a disaster for them. So getting a win wasn't pretty. I mean, they don't have the same flashiness that they typically do. I mean, they didn't really last year either, but they find a way to win. And I think eventually they'll get around to playing a little better. But the Giants, I mean, they've got problems. And like we said, I think they need to make a change at quarterback and go with the rookie.
Yeah, Mahomes was throwing to Tyquan Thornton for a bit more. I know Xavier Worthy is out for another week, so they got some people, but they need to stiffen up the receivers part. I don't know if they have answers. I do know that a year ago they did some trades within the season, so we'll see what they can do. I mean, do you think they need another receiver?
I do. I mean, they need to get more weapons from Mahomes on the outside. You know, he can't be Superman all the time. So they need to, and I just think Kelce, I mean, he's just not what he used to be. So, I mean, to depend on him is a stretch.
It is a stretch. We'll see what happens with those pesky Chiefs, but I think they'll find a way. We'll look into the standings of the NFL. Before that, we have a word from our sponsor. Google's latest AI breakthrough, VO3, is blurring the line between real and synthetic like never before. Generating hyper-realistic videos, complete with dialogue, soundtracks, and early human actors, VO3 is stunning and unsettling. Unlike previous tools, VO3 nails physics, lip syncing, and facial realism. One demo shows an AI-generated actor delivering lines with such emotion, viewers question whether it was real at all.
Don't finish writing that prompt. I don't want to be in your AI movie, please.
Creators are left wondering, is this a tool of liberation or the beginning of creative displacement? VO3 is here, and the future of video may never look the same.
If you have any questions, please contact us at sleonproductions.com.
AI video on the hot seat. All right, so let's go look at the standing. AFC East, Bills are up 3-0. Patriots are 2-1-2. Jets, Dolphins 0-3. Bills look like they dominate there. AFC West, Chargers are 3-0. Raiders 1-2. Broncos 1-2. Chiefs 1-2. Dan, the Raiders are not too far off. They, you know, it's still a competitive division.
It is. I mean, they can turn it around. You know, down the stretch. I think they have a defensive minded coach. So I mean, I think they could be in most games. So that's good. They just need to get a little more offensive production.
And of course, the North is a little tight as well. Bengals and Steelers are 2-1, but tonight Ravens play against the Lions, which will get Dan's prediction. And then of course the Browns are 1-2. Browns are keeping it close. So that win, that was massive. That'll keep their early season alive. AFC South, the Colts 3-0, Jaguars 2-1. I think it'll be between the Colts and the Jaguars for that division.
No, I agree. I mean, I just can't believe Texans. I mean, that has to be the biggest disappointment of the year so far, just the way they were playing with the weapons. You know, Chubb, I mean, maybe he's washed up. You know, you thought that would get him over the hump. But I would say unless Texans can turn around, I would say Colts, Jags.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go to the NFC East. Eagles, Commanders, Cowboys, and Giants. Commanders are right behind the Eagles, so I'm sure that would be between those two. But it feels like the Eagles are going to win that division again, which no NFC East has won back-to-back in the NFC East, I think, since 2010, I believe.
Wow.
So
yeah, no, they're definitely the front runners there, absolutely.
Yeah. Nothing like they're not winning pretty, but, you know, they're winning. 49ers are top of the NFC West. I did not see that coming, Dan. Rams 2-1.
Especially with their injuries. I mean, and what they're doing is just remarkable.
On paper, it doesn't look good. But look, this NFC West might be the most competitive division I've seen.
Definitely. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
The North of the NFC, Packers 2-1, Vikings 2-1, Lions 1-1, Bears 1-2. We'll give the benefit of the doubt for Detroit. Bad start, but we'll see it tonight with the Ravens, that game's actually looming big. And the South, Buccaneers are 3-0, Panthers 1-2, Falcons 1-2, Saints 0-3. I think the Buccaneers are looking good to win that, those 3 weeks.
No, yeah, they're favorites. I mean, I would even have to be in the championship game because I think they look that good. If they could stay healthy, Baker's playing with the fire. I like them.
Yeah, Baker is a competitor. Definitely is going to get out there. Okay, tonight we got the Detroit Lions at the Baltimore Ravens. Pivotal game tonight because a lot could switch up. I know it's early, but, you know, these games are important. Every game counts in the NFL. Who do you have tonight, Lions at the Ravens?
I got the Ravens. I think Derrick Henry going to have a big game. I think the Lions are just struggling right now. I mean, they're not clicking. And I liked the Ravens defense holding the Lions in check. So Ravens, rather.
I got the Ravens tonight as well. I think we'll see more Lamar. I think there'll be a true test where the Lions are at. They beat the Bears by a lot last week, 52-21, but they lost the previous week against Green Bay, 27-13. So you think it'll be close, or you think it'll be like a 20-point win by Ravens?
I don't think so. I think it'll be close within one score. I think it'll be a good game. At least I hope it would be with teams like this. So hopefully it's a good game. But hope maybe it'll be a blowout and I could go to bed early. That too, that'll work. So I don't like these late games. So
I don't. I only make it to halftime, and yeah, you know, right. Hopefully the first half was better. But yeah. You know those kickoff return rules where they changed from the 30-yard line to 35. There's been more scores or more action.
There is. Yeah. No, I definitely think that was a good move to just give a little more action and just not, you know, we're not running this back, you know. Yeah. So I think it's made a little more excitement.
Yeah, and the kickers tend to kick towards the sideline, I think. There's some strategy mm-hmm. behind it, but hey, that's why there's a special teams coach, right? Or
kicker. Yeah, right, exactly.
Anyways, tonight's going to be a good game. Week 3 is going good. NFL only gets better from here, Dan. That's the best part.
That's it.
What is the best way to reach you online?
Yeah, so you can reach me on X, Danimal2478. Can also reach me on Facebook under Dan Madden. And if you want to get insights on funeral business, my business, TikTok, Dan the Funeral Man.
Yeah, a lot of interesting information. If you guys are always wondering about what's happening in those funeral homes, Dan could give you an answer or two. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or the Sportscast One on Instagram, Threads, and X. We'll be live tweeting tonight. Should be exciting. And let's enjoy these moments because these things are only 18 weeks and plus, obviously, with the playoffs. But really exciting. Guardians play tonight, right? Against who?
No, they're off tonight. They got travel day and they got Detroit, big pivotal series for the division. So hopefully they could take 2 out of 3 and they'll be in the driver's seat.
The most exciting part of baseball. I know that the Cubs made the playoffs for the first time in since 2020. Blue Jays also made the wild card. So everyone's throwing champagne bottles like they won the World Series.
Yeah, right. Anyways, the World Series.
How's the weather up there? Is it pretty cool or is it still warm? It's
actually very nice. We've had a couple days in the 80s here, which is unusual for the end of September. So first day of fall.
Oh, so you prefer warm weather.
I like warm. Yeah, I do. I do like warm weather.
It's humid here. It's the peak of hurricane season, so you still feel the humidity strong. But anyways, let's talk weather another show. Dan, thanks for coming out to the Sportscast.
Yep, sure thing. Talk to you later.
And this was your update.